You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? What up? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and the daily podcast. This is your host, Fun Strong James. And this morning, I may sound like I woke up all crunk and excited and how I sound right now. But to be honest, this morning, I woke up feeling a bit down. But you know what? I didn't let that stop me from talking to God first. This morning, I was talking to God, my daddy. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Like my daddy, not like the Most High. You know, like I saw him as daddy this morning, like Abba Father. I needed that wraparound love that only daddy, my God, daddy could give me. I needed that your love never fails kind of love that only Abba Father could give me. What I realized is that when I woke up, I didn't immediately start talking. See, what happened was I woke up and I let some unsettling thoughts from the previous day kick off my day. So like I woke up and those thoughts immediately rushed in. I mean, like literally, soon as I opened my eyes to a brand new day, a day I have never seen before, a day that the Lord has made, a day that He gave me breath in my body to participate in, and I had these thoughts from yesterday immediately try to rush in. And the only way to kick those thoughts out of my day before they took over my day was for me to immediately open my mouth. I'm talking about before I could even make it to the prayer closet, before I could even swing my legs around the bed and get out, before I could even go do what you do when you first get up, use the bathroom. Before all that, I had to talk to my Father God. I had to talk to Him first, literally had to talk to Him first. And He told me this. He said, I have everything under control, no matter what you see. I have everything under control, no matter what you see. So I just let that resonate in my spirit, because that was the Holy Spirit just resonating with my spirit, telling me, look, I don't care what you saw yesterday. I got everything under control. Now, it took me a few more minutes before I climbed out of the bed, because in that moment, I just needed my Father God, my heavenly daddy, to just wrap me up tight with His voice. I just needed Him to just wrap me tight, y'all, with His voice. I honestly pray for you and others if you can't hear His voice, because this morning His voice wrapped me so tight. I'm talking about tight like a burrito, okay? His voice wrapped me so tight, and I just felt that your love never fails kind of love. I talked to Him. He talked back to me. I cried to Him. And He collected every single tear and let me know that He has always been there and He was never going anywhere. Whew. Once I felt peace and strength that only my Father God could give me, I swung my legs onto the side of that bed. Yes, yes, indeed. One thing I do know is that my prayer time is not just about me. Even though the Lord gives me everything I need to move forward. So after that, I headed to the prayer closet and I got to interceding for others through prayer. And y'all, that's why I sound the way that I sound this morning, okay? I came to the podcast crunk, but I had to let you know I didn't wake up crunk. But the God that I serve, my daddy, my father, Abba Father, the God that I serve, the God that says, I love you. I have everything under control. Yes, it's okay to cry. Yes, it's okay to just ball up in the bed and talk to me. It's not okay to ball up in the bed and cry and not talk to him, though, y'all. Because, see, that's where them thoughts try to take over. I hope I'm helping somebody here because I don't want you to go off into depression crying in the bed. No. What I said I did was, the thoughts came in and I immediately opened my mouth and started talking to my daddy, my heavenly daddy, my father. And by the time I got through with that conversation and swung my legs across their bed and went to their prayer closet, that's what you hear right now. That's what you hear right now. You hear peace about the thing. You hear strength that only my father could give me. That's what you hear right now. Because see, I knew it's people that need my prayers. You know what I'm saying? Just like I need the prayers of the people that are assigned to pray for me. There is an assignment for me to pray for others. And the enemy want me to be thinking about some that I saw yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Because that'll do what? Keep me from praying. But nah. Not gonna happen. So let's get into what the Holy Spirit talked to me about this morning, because that wasn't all. So like I said, y'all, once I felt that peace, that strength, listen, man, I'm telling you, I can tell that I have grown spiritually based on how I respond to things now. So before, thoughts could have entered my mind and I could have just laid there. You know what I'm saying? Like just laid there and just overthought the thing. How many of you overthink a thing? Listen, talk to God about it. Like immediately just start talking to God about it, because demons tremble at the mention of Jesus's name. And so when the enemy tries to send demons of depression, you know, evil spirits of oppression, evil spirits of overthinking or just doubt or whatever it is that the enemy, you know, tries to attack you with, if you just start calling on the name of Jesus, just start talking to the Lord about what's going on, I'm telling you, they can't stay. They can't stay. They can't handle it. Okay. They cannot handle it. So this morning, y'all, I opened my Bible. So, of course, I was praying. Then I opened my Bible for the scriptural surprise. And before I did, I cried out to God to show me a specific word. So I opened my Bible to a story I knew about, a story that I had heard plenty of times. But it was a spot in the Bible that I honestly had never randomly opened for the scriptural surprise. It was Daniel chapter 6. This is the story about Daniel being sent to the lion's den. And I knew that the Lord was giving me exactly what I needed this morning. I knew it. Like, I just knew. Like, I know the story about Daniel and the lion's den, but I'm like, nope, let me read it to see exactly what it is the Lord wants me to get. And so that's what I did. I read the story. And as I was reading the story, the Holy Spirit said to me, when you learn about the plot to throw you off or distract you, be like Daniel and keep on praying. See, this was all about, they were plotting, they were plotting against Daniel, basically, okay? But when Daniel learned about the plot, see, they had basically got the king to sign a document that said if anybody pray, or anybody, let me find it so I can read it exactly. It says, they went to the king, they says, they wanted the king to establish an ordinance and enforce an edict for 30 days. Anyone who petitions any god or man except you, the king, will be thrown into the lion's den. So basically, they were trying to get Daniel because Daniel was committed. Daniel was committed to praying. Okay. Daniel was committed to serving the Lord, to petitioning the Lord through prayer, because that's what prayer is. Like, we petition the Lord through prayer, right? And so they were trying to get Daniel. And the Holy Spirit said to me, when you learn about the plot to throw you off or distract you, because you know the enemy is coming to steal, kill, and destroy, right? So he's always plotting against God's people, me and you. He said, when you learn about the plot to throw you off or distract you, be like Daniel and keep on praying. Then the Holy Spirit said to me, you won't be harmed by any plot of the enemy because you trust me. Nothing will harm you. Then he said, don't be deterred or distracted. Don't be deterred or distracted. Keep on praying like Daniel did. And then he said, even in mental captivity, I am with you and will rescue you and deliver you just like I did Daniel in the lion's den. As I was studying this chapter of Daniel, there are a few things I recognized about Daniel. See, it didn't matter what was said or done to him. Nothing was going to stop Daniel from fulfilling his heavenly duties. Daniel 6:10 says, when Daniel learned that the document had been signed, the document is the ordinance that they signed and said you can't pray and all that kind of stuff. When Daniel learned that the document had been signed, he went into the house, right? He went into the house. The windows in his upstairs room were open toward Jerusalem, and three times a day he got down on his knees, prayed, and gave thanks to his God just as he had done before. Now that part right there, y'all, that part right there really stood out to me, just as he had done before. This morning, the Holy Spirit was showing me that no matter what keeps happening to try to distract you or distract me or deter you or deter me, the assignment is still the assignment. Your heavenly duties are still your heavenly duties. And the same way I was there with you before, I'm here with you now. When I wrote that down, those words, just as he had done before, I changed the he to God so that it could read like this. Just as God has done before, he will do it again. Rescue me. Deliver me. Why? Because I trust him. Then I changed the he to a noun. You know, a noun is a person, place, or thing. Just as that person, that place, or that thing had done before, my God will rescue me and deliver me because I trust him. See, you can fill in the blank with the noun, right? Just as fill in the blank had done before, my God will rescue me and deliver me because I trust him. Then I made it personal, y'all. Just as I have done before with prayer, I will continually do. Y'all get it? Just as I have done before with prayer, I will continually do, just like Daniel. Just as he had done before, he will continually do. And even this, y'all, even this, as I was writing this, even this popped up. Just as the enemy has tried to plot against me before, he will continue to do. But Daniel 6:22 says, my God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they haven't harmed me, for I was found innocent before him and also before you, your majesty. I have not done harm. See, the enemy gonna keep coming. Like until Jesus returns, the enemy is always gonna be trying to plot against us, y'all. Like, you got to know that, and you got to know what weapons to use, right? You're not fighting against flesh and blood. You getting, you know, an artillery of guns and stuff like that. Okay, fine. But what about your spiritual weapons, though? Do you know the word? Do you know the word? Can you stand on the word of God? Because that's your spiritual weapons. Because this war is a spiritual war, and you can't fight it with your AK-47 and your little pistol starter. Okay, you can't do it. This morning, I want y'all to be encouraged. I want y'all to be encouraged not to be distracted and not to be deterred by the plot. Because see, weapons will form. They will form. The word says weapons will form. It don't say they may form. It says they will form, but they won't prosper. But as a child of the Most High God, who doesn't let anything keep you from being on assignment, you will prosper. I'm going to say that again. Weapons will form, but they won't prosper. But you, as a child of the Most High God, you who don't let nothing keep you from being on assignment by God, you will prosper. How do I know? Just look at the last verse of this chapter of Daniel. Chapter 6, verse 28, it says, "So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian." See, it started off with a plot. It showed that the plot didn't stop the prayer. And then Daniel was thrown into a lion's den, rescued and delivered out of the lion's den by God. And then it says he prospered. So my question for you today is, do your 3-a-days yield these same types of results? You know, Daniel was doing the 3-a-days, the 3 times a day. He got down on his knees. He prayed and he gave thanks to God, to his God. What are you doing 3 times a day? Eating. What are you doing 3 times a day? Do your 3-a-days yield these types of results? That's it, y'all. That's it for this episode of On Assignment by God, the Daily Blogging Podcast. So your assignments before we go is, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And then number two, how often do you pray? Now, I know some people pray all day, they say, but how often do you get down on your knees, pray, and give thanks to God? How often are you doing that? On your knees. On your knees. Praying and giving thanks to God. How often? Write it down. Write it down. Let the Lord reveal some things to you as you do these assignments. As you write, let him reveal. Let it be a revelatory writing experience for you. I pray that you have revelation as you do these assignments. I pray that the Lord will reveal some things to you, that you will have an encounter with him. That's what I pray for you today, that you will have an encounter with the Lord. Because when you do, man, he start revealing some stuff to you. You be like, "Ooh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you." Woo. But anyway, y'all, that's a wrap up for this episode, this Monday morning episode. And before I go, I just want to thank you for listening. And before I go, I want to tell you to come back tomorrow, because we're going to be right here, because it's a daily podcast. I'll talk to you then.